U.S. beef and rice producers may not be all that pleased with the recent U.S.-Korea free trade agreement. However, Undersecretary of Agriculture Mark Keenan points out the fact that many U.S. farmers will enjoy immediate benefits from the free trade agreement.
This free trade agreement with Korea will provide immediately $1.9 billion worth of agricultural exports to Korea will be duty-free.
Some of those products include
wheat, corn, soybeans for crushing, hides and skins, cotton, a wide range of high-value agricultural products such as almonds, pistachios, wine, raisins, grape juice, grapefruit, fresh cherries, frozen French fries, frozen orange juice concentrate.
In addition, dairy products will enjoy an immediate zero tariff on double the amount of those products currently being exported to Korea.
And then we're going to continue to have an annual increase in our market access for dairy products beyond that. Some of the other commodities where we'll see a two-year phase-out in tariffs include avocados, lemons, dried prunes, and sunflower seeds. And where we have a five-year phase-out in tariffs, some of the products included are some of the more higher-value prepared foods, including chocolate, chocolate confectionery, sweet corn, sauces, alfalfa forage, breads, pastry, and then other orange juice and dried mushrooms.
The United States-Korean Free Trade Agreement currently increases access for U.S. meat products, but there was no agreement as to just when the Korean market will fully reopen its markets to U.S. beef. Mark Keenum said not to worry, the U.S. will continue to pursue the reopening of that market to U.S. beef.
And we're going to continue to work with the Korean government between now and before the actual FTA is signed and submitted to Congress to ensure that we get a very clear path forward on how we're going to move as far as the OIE consideration is concerned. We're very committed to getting open access to the Korean beef market.
It was not a surprise to U.S. negotiators that they could not get a deal when it comes to U.S. rice exports to Korea. However, the U.S. will continue to work through the WTO when it comes to rice. In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.